money to clean up the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The federal budget left many groups wanting more money, but those lobbying to restore Lake Michigan and the rest of the Great Lakes are actually pretty pleased with the president and Congress. Julie Grant has more.
Andy Buxbaum co-chairs a group that's trying to get enough funding over 5 years to restore the Great Lakes. He says the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative didn't get all the money it wanted in the 2011 federal budget. But Buxbaum says given the tight economic times, the $300 million they did get will keep the program on track.
Great Lakes did remarkably well this year in the federal budget, and the people in this region will benefit from it.
In Michigan, Buxbaum says the money is being used to restore wetlands. It's also being used to get rid of toxic hot spots, such as the so-called Black Lagoon in the Detroit River area. And it's being used to prevent Asian carp from getting into Lake Michigan. Buxbaum says both parties supported Great Lakes restoration because of the economic benefits. And he says everyone wants their children to be able to swim at the beaches and drink the water. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
This is the Environment Report. Have you ever seen those plastic forks or spoons that are made from corn and potatoes? It's a big trend right now. They're compostable, so in theory, the tableware breaks down into a dark, rich material that's really good for gardening. So you get the convenience of disposable plastic without adding to the big pile of plastic trash. But here's where things get tricky. Liz Schock is with the Sustainable Packaging Coalition. She's working with companies to rethink the way they package their products.
One of the things we say a lot is that currently there is no sustainable package, and that goes for compostable packaging too. There's always trade-offs.
She says compostable packaging can be a good way to divert waste from the landfill, but it won't break down in your backyard composting pile for a long time. So you have to find a special place that'll take it. And she says don't think about putting compostable tableware in your recycling bin. Even the smallest bit of compostable packaging can mess up a whole batch of recyclable plastic and make it unusable. So you might think, why not just throw it away?
What happens in a landfill is that most of what goes in there does not break down. However, some organic matter does break down. The problem with that is that it's usually breaking down without oxygen present. It creates not only carbon dioxide, but methane, which is an extremely potent greenhouse gas.
So what do you do with it? There are not a lot of places that take compostable packaging yet, but one farm in Michigan does. Tuthill Farms is in South Lyon. Sandra Tuthill and her husband Jim have 30,000 cubic yards of compost. The farm had just gotten a truckload of coffee cups, utensils, and bags, all made from corn. A guy driving a front loader cracks open a compost pile, and steam pours out. He mixes the plates, cups, and plastic bags into the pile. Sandra Tuthill says it's about 165 degrees in there,
which is roughly the same temperature as a crock pot, which is kind of interesting. So if you think about it, we just have big crock pots out here that are simmering all this stuff down.
The Tuthills mix and turn the compost piles through the winter. Then in the spring, they sell the compost. Sandra Tuthill says they'd love to take more compostable packaging, but they can't take it from just anybody. That's because they have to make sure there's no trash along with the compostable material.
The contamination is the biggest issue because we just can't handle any trash. We want just the food waste or the compostable tableware.
So the bottom line, you have to work pretty hard to find a good resting place for your potato fork. Some experts say there's not a lot of benefit to buying compostable tableware if it ends up in the landfill. They're hoping to see more businesses take advantage of what these utensils are designed for, turning them into usable compost. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.